for Mishnah 1. Hakara is a Megillah Omed v'yoshev. A person who reads the Megillah can read it standing or sitting. A person can read it standing or sitting. Kara echad kru shnaim yatsu. And if one person or two people read it, you have fulfilled your obligation. Normally, if two people read, say, the Torah at the same time, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. You can't hear, they say, two voices at the same time. When it comes to Megillah, because the Megillah is so chaviv, it's so like desirable, and people, you know, like have a thing for the Megillah, so even if two people are reading, we say you concentrate on one person. You're able to concentrate on one person because the reading is so enjoyable. I don't know the exact good translation, chaviv, it means like it's really important to you, you know. So if two people read the Megillah, you can, you fulfill your obligation. Makom shenagu levarech levarech, and in a place where it's customary to make a brocha, you make the brocha, and this is talking about the brocha after the Megillah reading. Everybody agrees that the brocha before the Megillah reading, you make. But afterwards, some places you make the brocha, and some places you don't. V'shelo levarech lo yevarech, in places it's not the custom that I make a brocha. B'sheinim b'chemisha b'shabbos, on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon, b'mincha, at mincha and Shabbos afternoon, Kohen Shloisha, three people are called up to read out of the Torah, as we know, Kohen, Levi, v'Yisrael. Ein pochasin v'ein mosifin aleim. We don't add and we don't subtract. You don't have less than three and you never add. You don't have more than three. V'ein maftirin b'navi, and we don't have, from the Navi, we don't have haftarah on these days, also as we know. And the one who starts and the one who concludes, they say the Torah, the brochas. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, you know, when we called up, every single person makes a brocha before and after. In those times, the first guy called up, he would make the before brocha, and that would cover all the people. No one else would make a before brocha. And then the last guy that read, he would make the after brocha for the whole reading. There's one brocha before, one brocha in the afterwards. The rabbis changed that because they said people who coming in the middle of the reading and going out in the middle of the reading will miss that before brocha and the after brocha. So in order that people shouldn't see that and think that there's no brochas, etc., so they instituted that every single person who goes up makes a brocha before and after, as is our custom today.